This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans will be eligible for Pfizer's COVID booster shot now that the CDC has signed off on it. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky gave the approval overnight. Here's the AP's Mike Hempen.
The advisors said boosters should be given to people 65 and older, nursing home residents, and those ages 50 to 64 who have risky underlying health problems. The panel had voted against saying that people can get a booster if they are 18 to 64 and are healthcare workers or have another job that puts them at increased risk of being exposed. But Walensky disagreed and put that recommendation back in.
What if you got the Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine? The government hasn't yet considered boosters for Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. 23% of Americans say they have not been able to get enough to eat or the kinds of food they want, like the New Mexico woman who says it's hard for her to find fresh vegetables that she can afford for her young son. It's a new AP poll. There's an arrest warrant out for Brian Laundrie on a bank fraud charge. He was Gabby Petito's boyfriend. She disappeared while on a cross-country trip with him, her body later found in Wyoming. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The indictment alleges Brian Laundrie used a Capital One bank card with a PIN number to make unauthorized withdrawals worth more than $1,000. The card was used from the end of August into September, the period in which Gabby Petito went missing. Authorities aren't saying whose card it was. An arrest warrant has been issued for Laundrie, who went missing. He's been named a person of interest in Petito's disappearance.
China's central bank just declared all transactions involving virtual currencies like Bitcoin illegal, saying they're used in crimes. This is AP News. A stolen ancient tablet thousands of years old is going back to Iraq. The AP's Walter Ratliff has this.
It was looted from an Iraqi museum 30 years ago. Now a 3,500-year-old clay tablet discovered in the ruins of a library of an ancient Middle Eastern king is headed back to Iraq. The relic is known as the Gilgamesh Dream Tablet. Officials believe it was illegally imported into the United States in 2003, then sold to Hobby Lobby, and eventually put on display in its Museum of the Bible in Washington. Federal agents with Homeland Security Investigations seized the tablet from the museum in 2019. The artifact will be repatriated at a ceremony at the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Police say a Florida man stole a vehicle from a dealership, then went back a few days later and tried to trade it in for a new vehicle. They say it was all on the dealership camera system. Police say the man admitted stealing the vehicle. He's been arrested. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.